As we mentioned, the former chief investigations counsel for the House Oversight Committee has been helping prepare Gates for today's interview. That's the same person that until December spearheaded the committee's Epstein inquiry. What do you make of that?
I mean, it would be comical if it wasn't so scary at this point, how much conflict, how much corruption, and how much this is just such a very clear cover-up by this Trump administration. I mean, if it wasn't clear yet, the fact that now someone who was working for the DOJ is now helping someone prepare for interviews, but it's just... It's beyond corruption. It's beyond conflict of interest. It's beyond ethical violations. It's at this point, you know, anyone who can't see what is happening is not looking. This has been a cover up since day one. I don't think the Department of Justice has any interest in actually getting to the bottom or investigating those who might have facilitated or co-abused with Jeffrey Epstein. I think at this point, they're just trying to sweep this story under the rug, trying to move this past. Now, there are members of Congress who are in good faith, trying to get to the bottom of this, trying to find real information, perhaps even trying to investigate, you know, those who might have facilitated Jeffrey Epstein. But they are, you know, they're coming up against, I think, the Department of Justice, who, you know, Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche and beyond have done nothing but shown a complete, utter disrespect and a lack of care for the well-being of the survivors.